Once you have established a fairly stable field of loving kindness around yourself and have lingered for a time in the feeling of being held and cradled and rocked in its embrace, you can expand the field of loving kindness around your own heart and your own being, inviting other beings, either singly or en masse, into this growing embrace. This is not always easy to do, and so it is helpful to start with one person for whom you naturally harbor feelings of loving kindness. So in your mind's eye and in your heart, evoking the feeling or image of an individual for whom you have great affection, someone you are close to emotionally, whether it is a child or a parent, a brother or a sister, a grandparent or other relative near or distant, a close friend or a cherished neighbor, singly or together, breathing with them in your heart, holding them in your heart, imaging them in your heart as best you can, although none of it needs to be very vivid for it to be effective, wishing them well. May she, he, they be safe and protected and free from inner and outer harm. May she, he, they be happy and contented. May she, he, they be healthy and whole to whatever degree possible. May she, he, they experience ease of well-being. From here, you can invite into the field of the loving heart those who you do not know so well, either singly or together, those for whom your relationship is more neutral, or even people you don't know at all, or who you have only heard of secondhand, friends of your friends, for instance, and again, cradling them in your heart, wishing them well. From here, you can expand the field of awareness, if you care to include one or more individuals who are problematic for you in one way or another, with whom you share a difficult past, who may have harmed you in one way or another, who, for whatever reason, you consider to be more of an adversary or an obstacle than a friend. This does not mean that you are being asked to forgive them for what they may have done to hurt you or cause you or others harm. You are simply recognizing that they too are human beings, that they too have aspirations, that they too suffer from dis-ease and disease, that they too desire to be happy and safe. So as best you can, and only to the degree that you feel ready for it or at least open to experimenting with it, you extend loving kindness to them as well for all the difficulties and problems lying between you. Just as with the cultivation of mindfulness, when we can rest with one object of attention or expand the field to include varying levels of objects of attention, so in the loving kindness practice, we can linger for days, weeks, months, or years at differing levels of the practice, all of which are valid and all of which ultimately include each other. So if you only wish to cultivate loving kindness and direct it toward yourself in a sitting, or for many, many sittings, that is perfectly fine. Or if you care to direct loving kindness only toward those you know and love, or even one person over and over again, that is just fine too. But over time, it is likely, since your own capacity for loving, whether you know it or not, is infinite, you may very well find yourself naturally drawn to invite more and more beings into the field of loving kindness radiating from you in all directions, inwardly and outwardly. Or you may find that at times they just slip in unbidden. Maybe your heart is bigger and wiser than you even think. You can also specifically include in the field of loving kindness all those less fortunate than yourself, those who are exploited at work or at home, all those who are imprisoned unjustly or justly, all those who are at the mercy of their enemies, all those who are hospitalized or sick or dying, all those who are caught up in chaos, who are suffering in any way, shape, or form. We recognize we are all united in our common aspiration to be happy and not to suffer, and we wish them well. And so we can expand the field of the loving heart, of our loving kindness, to include the planet as a whole and out beyond that, to the entirety of the universe in which it is merely an atom and we not even a quark. Supports for your practice. One of the most powerful supports to practice is that there are millions of people who are committed to mindfulness and to living a life of awareness, and that at any one moment on the planet, millions of them are sitting. So that when you sit, whenever you sit, you can know that you are joining a very large community of like-minded human beings who share your passion for wakefulness and liberation. Also, it is extremely valuable to find others with whom you can practice and with whom you can talk about your practice. Even one Dharma friend can be a tremendous support to your practice, and being a relationship, its benefits are usually reciprocal. In other words, you wind up supporting each other and helping yourselves reveal different aspects of practice just by having conversations about it. There are Vipassana networks around the country and around the world and resources that list them. There are Zen practice groups and Tibetan practice groups around the country and around the world. And there are meditation centers that offer residential mindfulness retreats of varying lengths, from weekends to several weeks to several months, which you can attend if you care to, where the teachings are superb, offered in English by teachers who have dedicated their lives to the Dharma and to which people come from all over the world.